T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Keith says he got disconnected. All right, he just texted me. Germ, call him back. Call him back. He got disconnected. All right. Well, now we can hear that on the air. All right. All right, we can't hear that on the air now. Okay, but we're going to get Dr. Keith back on in justice. I thought, oh, my gosh. I said, would you come down for something like this? And I just thought, oh, my, he doesn't want to come. You know, he wouldn't know, but I know Keith. He's there. I wanted to talk a little bit more with him about the whole Tucker Carlson thing from last week, because a lot of people who know Keith from this show.
You got it.
There we go. Oh, there he is. Perfect, perfect. There's that voice. I love it. I was just saying, Keith, I got scared that I invited you to come maybe for politics and pints, and I thought, I don't want any part of that, but that's not you.
Got it.
All right. Hey, I have been inundated this past week, Keith, with people who had said, I love hearing Dr. Abloh on your show, but I had never seen him, or I think I saw him in the past, maybe on Fox. I went and I watched the Tucker Carlson show, and oh my God, you got a whole new legion of people who are, well, discovering Dr. Keith Abloh for the first time.
I love hearing that, and I love that we've been talking now for months,
yeah,
months and months, and this is home base, man. But the Tucker Carlson interview was fun, because he makes it easy, as you do, to speak your mind. And, you know, speaking your mind reminds you that you're present and mm-hmm. that you have a core self, and that is all to the good. There are very few things better than that, being listened to and heard and able to say what you really think. Damn the torpedoes. Full steam ahead.
Well, I want you to talk a little bit about, because there were a lot of people with those sorts of questions, and here's my frame of reference. A couple of weeks back, President Donald Trump was on the show, and he was an absolute delight. I mean, I cannot tell you how much I enjoyed speaking with him. And at the end, he said, oh, you know, you'll come backstage at the event and talk. And, you know, I mean, I didn't think that was true. And then they said, oh, yeah, he really wants you to come backstage. So when I met him, I had all these preconceived notions, right? I mean, a million news reports, what a
right.
terrible guy he is. He's this, he's that. I met him, and I'm going to tell you something, Keith. I loved chatting with him. I felt so comfortable with him. I mean, it really was talking to just one of your buddies. And people are curious to know, you have this experience with Tucker Carlson, you're talking here about it was easy. Did you find that he was, quote, a nice guy?
I always thought that at Fox. We were there together for okay. years. I always resonated with the guy. You know, it wasn't like we were going out for lunch every day, but whenever I'd see him, we'd chat, and I thought, wow, what a genuine guy. Yeah. And I found it to be the case again when we sat down. He was very warm, very engaging. Beyond that, when I look back at it, you know, I like to think of myself as kind of a narrative thinker who has a sense of story. Mm-hmm. He's a master at it. Yeah. There were no accidents, right? Why is he going to Russia to interview Putin and the rest of it? Because he's a master at eliciting narrative. And his way of asking the questions, his the way that he holds in his mind, as you do, by the way, the way that he and you hold in your minds, where's the conversation going? what else did this person kind of, I think, want to say? What's the rest of the story? Mm-hmm. And that's a special skill. That's a true sixth sense for narrative and interpersonal communication. Otherwise, you wouldn't, you know, be on the radio for so many years. What is it, 70 years now?
Yeah. Marconi actually invented the radio after my first show. It was really quite an accomplishment when you think about it,
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yeah, but so here's one of the things that comes across with Tucker Carlson. And again, it was noticed by my listeners and now your viewers. I hope you understand what a great piece of exposure it was for you. So many people who already liked you or didn't know, but they said, my gosh, one of the things that you can see with Tucker Carlson, it's clear as he's chatting, and one guy said, with your buddy Keith, but also with guys like Vladimir Putin. He seems to be very happy sitting in that chair asking those questions. There's a genuine nature about him that really does come through.
I think this sense of being genuine and because of that unafraid is very much present. One of the moments I really liked in the Putin interview is where he was sort of soliciting the release of the journalist that's being held there, who's being held there.
Yep.
And he said, you know, he started laughing to himself. He said, well, obviously he's not a spy.
Right.
Right? And you have to have presence and poise and be charming and warm and self-effacing to pull that off with a guy who, you know, might tell you you're not leaving the country because you've offended him. And you donated $15 once in your life to Ukraine, so you're going to jail like the rest of them.
That's right. That's right, man. That was, I'm with you, Keith. I watched that and I thought, oh my God, you are either braver or dumber than any human being I have ever watched. And he was able to do it. He's getting answers. And this is, again, I just urge people, even now, that they need to go and watch your discussion with him. I'd like to think we touch on some pretty good stuff.
Thank you.
But man, he
we do.
He's a master. And listen, there were a number of people last week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We talked about how everything was taken. I mean, you wound up, you were back to being sort of Keith Abloh, not Keith Abloh from this or with this or that. But you have taken that, my friend, and you've not just inspired yourself, you're inspiring others. Tell people what your real mission is on this date, March the 14th, 2024.
My real mission on this date is, in every case possible, to return people to themselves, to give people self-possession,
yep,
in the grandest possible way, to restore them to what was intended for them from all time. Yep. What is that? That's everything. That's your capacity to love yourself and other people. Yep. It's your capacity to connect with a supreme being, and connect with God, if that is something that moves you, and I hope it would for most people. It's your ability to express yourself again. Like, why do we have these words, self? Everything has self in it. Why? Because it's so incredibly important, your ability to express yourself in whatever work you want to do, in your relationships with other people. Too many of us, so many of us, perhaps all of us, you know, we struggle to get things to be truthful.
Right.
What do you really feel about this person?
Yep.
Who is really on your side? Who is really not?
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, the beautiful thing is, and, you know, you love dogs, too. That's why I mentioned, you know, one of the things to do to, as an antidote against being inhaled by technology and depersonalized is get a dog.
That's right. That's right.
Because your love for the dog and the dog's love for you is the truth.
Yeah.
There's you can't fake it. You don't lie to the dog. The dog doesn't lie to you.
Right.
I want people to be able to become themselves and take some joy in it. And take the lumps, too, because when you express yourself and you share your opinions boldly, number one, it reinforces you. You are more present than ever when you say, listen, this is what I believe.
Yep.
And I'm not giving it up.
That's right. That's right.
That's the Trump thing. That's why, you know, he says to you, come backstage. He's not faking. He's not glad-handing. He likes you, obviously. Otherwise, he won't do it.
Yeah. It's
right? He doesn't have to do it. And that's why I think people are magnetized by him. There's something that they can tell is genuine. Well, nobody would come up with that as an act. Right? I mean, he's unusual.
Yeah.
You couldn't possibly invent it and carry it off.
No.
Right? And so I think people believe it. And when you're doing, not to turn the tables on you and play therapist, okay?
Yeah.
But when you're interviewing people, you must get an internal sense that you're going to the core of things. Is that true? Like, when you feel that, do you feel it, like, in your gut?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a completely visceral experience. It's that, Keith, it is that entire BS detector that I developed from a couple of years being a cop. Like, I mean, I can tell you within about 30 seconds, if that, whether you're, you know, being straight with me or trying to play a game, and I don't forget it. And with President Trump, let me tell you something. Number one, I was thrilled to have him on the air. You know, it's a big get, blah, 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 blah.
It's huge.
But I'm going to tell you something, Keith. It was like talking to someone that I knew. It was like talking to you, somebody who I know, far smarter than I am, far more successful. There's stuff for me to learn. And he could not have been nicer. He was charming. That's the word I would use. Absolutely charming.
Well, and when you're doing that, when you're doing it with me, when you're having anybody on your air and you're getting to the truth and the core about things, that is like having a divining rod in your hands,
yeah,
finding water,
yeah,
right? And there's an exhilaration in it. That's what I want. That's what I love to do.
Yeah.
I feel exhilarated, incredibly moved when I feel like we're headed there. You know, we just found an interest of yours you didn't even know you had, or we discovered a page or two or a chapter of your life story that really, man, you know, you never looked at this. And it's the key to a lot, and you can remake yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
And I get that same visceral feeling, like, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the road to the truth. We need to do it as individuals. We need mm-hmm. to do it as a country.
Yes.
And
yes, we do.
And we need, and it's not always just happy times, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when people come and they want their lives back, it can be painful,
yeah,
but it's the kind of pain that you'd say, well, you go to the gym, don't you? And do you always leave? If you couldn't get very strong, if when you left you said, I don't know, I'm never doing that again, I kind of feel a little sore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Yeah, of
yeah.
course you feel a little sore. You're looking at your whole life,
yeah,
and you're reclaiming parts of it that maybe were not so comfortable
yes.
to own.
Yes.
But when we don't own these parts of our life stories, we have to sustain the fiction
mm-hmm.
in predictable ways. We become
yeah.
workaholics or alcoholics
yeah.
or distracted by any number of fake relationships.
That's right.
When really the truth is everything,
yeah.
and it makes your life worthwhile, and then you don't fear death.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I'm on a roll here, but then you don't
yeah.
fear death as much because you're like, at least I've lived
that's right.
my real life.
Oh.
The people who fear death the most fear it because they haven't been alive.
That's
not
right.
really.
That's right.
Because they're living someone else's life.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
can't do that.
No. Oh, my gosh. All right. I know you're on a roll, and I'm out of time, but I'll tell you what. No, let's pick up right here the next
I'm the only psychiatrist who doesn't let the client get a word in edgewise. It's amazing. People come here, they just sit, they listen, and I'm all right, you're done. Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, you know that we love you, and I'm going to share again your visit with Tucker because I just want everybody to see you in action as well, and I'm looking forward to next Friday Eve. You'll be here. We'll chat about a whole bunch of great stuff. KeithAblow.com is the website. Go and check out Keith. He's got a million different things going on. I promise you, I will give you the details. Keith, love you, brother. We will talk soon.
Love you too, Jeff. Thank you again.
Thank you, my friend. That is Dr. Keith Ablow. I'm going to get the link up for his visit with Tucker Carlson. He's just, I'm just telling you, one of the most positive human beings who has been through a huge amount of garbage and has come out. He's phenomenal. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.